Well, it does include some more money for education, and it is balanced, but even the governor says it's sort of not finished. It's not finished in part because the Medicaid piece isn't done yet, which the governor very much wants. And of course, the governor's top priority has been new money for the roads. He wants $1.2 billion a year for the next decade. And while there was a little surplus they threw at the roads question really hasn't been addressed. So the Democrats are saying this is a bad budget, and the governor is saying, while it's technically done, it's not complete.
Well, we did see progress in the wrestling over whether to expand Michigan's Medicaid program. Does it look like the kinks have been ironed out?
Well, we just don't know, Rena. They came up with this idea to sort of break the log jam of saying that, okay, we're going to expand Medicaid, which some Republicans don't want to do at all. But instead of having a 48-month cap, which the federal government wouldn't go for, after 48 months, recipients will have to pay some kind of a copay, allegedly 7%. Nobody knows how this would actually be collected. And that got through the House. Almost all the Democrats voted for it. Republicans, more of them voted against it than for it. But now it goes on to the state Senate, which, unlike the House, is more than a 2-to-1 Republican majority. There's significant opposition. We just have to wait and see whether they can get it through the Senate as well as the House.
Yeah. Well, there have been some real concerns about whether Detroit could be forced to sell some of its art in the Detroit Institute of Arts to help pay for some of the city's debts. The state's attorney general voiced his opinion this week. What does he think, Jack?
Well, he issued a sort of a long opinion, quite a long opinion, saying why you can't do this. And he had a number of interesting arguments, including the fact that the DIA is now funded by all three counties, and so it's not solely a Detroit asset. And of course, some of this art was donated with the stipulations that never be sold. But again, this is the attorney general's finding. It's sort of his opinion, but it can be overruled by a court, and nobody knows what a bankruptcy judge, how they would feel about it, what they would do. But there's sort of more and more of a consensus that people are backing away from the idea of selling the art in the DIA. But of course, Detroit still has this massive deficit, and it's going to have to be solved one way or another.
Yeah. Well, you're such a smart dude, Jack. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a lovely weekend.